Praise God. We're back for part three of Sonship in the Gospel, a Creole oil versus a charisma oil. Many of us have charisma. Many of us have, I got the anointing, but you don't have no anointing. See, I always tell them, when you got charisma, you have an oil that allows you to preach, but you don't have to live or preach. You do have to live ministry, though, because people can tell the difference. You can preach till the cows come home, but is whether or not the power of God continues after everybody else goes home will be whether or not we know whether you got charisma or you have a Creole anointing, a Christ anointing. 1 Samuel 16 and 6 through 9 takes us, and I want to go to the Amplified Bible with that. It takes us through the stages of becoming, first of all, becoming sons in the gospel, but also what it is for the Lord to even recognize you going through what you're going through. So 1 Samuel chapter 16, verses 6 through 9 says this. It says, when they had come, said he went down to Jesse's house and said, when they had come, the sons of, Jesse, you got to understand that the first three sons of Jesse's first three sons' names are symbolic for the stages of which you go through in your Christian walk before you get to the place where you can receive a mantle from God. Okay? The first stage is the first son, Eliab. Eliab means salvation. My father is salvation. Oh, God. This means you got to be saved first. And I don't mean in name only. You got to be saved. I mean no compromise saved. I mean living for Christ Jesus saved. Okay? Eliab means you got to recognize that he's your father. He looks out for you. He's provider. And when you start off knowing, and you know, when we talk about faith, Hebrews 11 says that he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently, what? Seek him. Amplified Bible says seek him out. So that means you got to continue to seek. It's not just a seek today and tomorrow. You like, so what are we going to do tomorrow? You guys are continual seeking. It's not I love God today and tomorrow I ain't studying God. It's a love relationship, and you got to stay in contact. Come on, some of your friends be done deleted you and blocked you. If you treated them how you treat God, you got to treat God with respect, with reverence, with some kind of love. You know, God, I could go on preaching right there. What happened to loving Jesus? But that's a whole other story. Then the second stage to go through is the second son, Abinadab. And Abinadab means knowing that God is generous. Abinadab's name means knowing he's a noble, he's generous father. Means your relationship grows from just salvation and it becomes a passion now. You know that God is generous, he's good, he's everlasting, he's showing me kindness. I was saved and I loved him, but now God is really starting to love on me back. I'm starting to feel this relationship thing. I'm starting to fall in love with Jesus. And then you get to the third son, and the third son is Shammah. The third son's name is Shammah, which means God is now there. I prophesied that to you. Jehovah Shammah means God is there. He's ever there. You're becoming one with him. You're getting a soul tie with God. You're getting a soul tie with the Father. And that comes through intimacy. That comes from knowing that he's there. He's always there. He's eternally there. The next step, when you look in verse 11 of chapter 16, which I just love this, it said, then he said to Jesse, are all your sons here? Jesse said, there is yet the youngest. He is tending the sheep. He is tending the sheep. He is tending the sheep. Samuel said to Jesse, send for him, for we will not sit down to eat until he is here. One thing you got to understand, and I want to know if I'm really, really going to be going over that. Yes, God, that's our next point. But you got to understand that God picked you because he picks the unexperienced in the level you're being called to. So you don't need experience for this. And many times it takes God telling you, hey, I'm going to make you this. And when God tells you that, like when I was first called into the prophetic, I didn't know what it was. I thought it was people, you know, my pastor said, you're going to be a prophet. you know, because you got to speak for the Lord. And there's a prophetic anointing on your life. And I was like, but I can't, you know, she said, I activate you in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, prophesy. And I stepped to the side and I said, Pastor, I can't prophesy because I can't tell the future. And she said, you don't need to know how to tell the future. She said, you just got to know the word and be led by the Spirit, and he's going to show you everything. You're authentically a prophet. I'm telling you, he's going to give you that ear to hear. And I was like, oh, okay, I don't hear him through my ears. And what I had to understand was that I was a seer. And when I understood that I was a seer, I learned visually. I'm a visual learner. So everything for me has to be interactive or I don't get it. You know, I got to really understand it. And think about prophets. Prophets have a short attention span. So you better be talking about something. Because if you preaching and screaming Scooby-Doo and Flintstones and, you know, all this other foolishness, we finna go to sleep on you in church. Because you are saying nothing. You ain't moving nothing. Ain't shifting no nothing. Just doing absolutely nothing. You just making noise in the building. You are not preaching anything. So, you know, let me help you with your warfare. A whole lot of people falling asleep on you. Maybe you need to check the oil light on your car or the oil light on your container or on your vessel, because you could, but might be time for another fill. But you got to understand, he's always calling the inexperienced to the level you're being called to. So God watches, again, how you care and tend to his sheep, his people. If you nasty, God ain't finna put you in no leadership position. I don't care. And if you've been put there, you've been put there by the flesh. And eventually you are going back. Because if you don't know how to treat God's people and tend to God's people, which can be a trip at times, you've got to, I got so many sheep bites, if I showed you, you'd be like, oh my God. But that happens in ministry. You got to be ready. And you can't tend to God if you can't tend to his people. How are you going to handle God and you can't handle his people? Some you can't handle the devil thinking you can handle God. Ain't no way in the world, because the anointing of God is heavier than anything Satan can put on you. Listen, when they went around with that ram's horn, it wasn't just a ram's horn. We just filled it with oil and when I find him, I pour it on you. No, at the end of that ram's horn, something prophetic happened, because at the end of that ram's horn was closed off wax. And that wax had to break in order for the oil to come out. And it was just the omnipotent Spirit of God that did it. And when that oil in that horn found the right person, the oil would break. The wax would break and the oil would flow. The wax must break on the ram's or in the ram's horn for you to be God's anointed. Meaning that the anointing that's on you right now knows timing. It knows when it's time for that anointing. It may not be time yet. It knows timing. And a lot of times the anointing comes when you don't want it. You are called to do what you need to do in God when you don't want to do it. You're called to prayer when you don't want to pray no more. That's when God finds you. As soon as you say, God, I can't take no more, God says, they're ready. Because I got to bring you to a place where not only that it's not just, I'm not calling you because you're ready. I'm calling you because it's time. That's why God's calling you. Because it's time. Not because you're so ready, but because it's time. And if it's time, know that when God picked you, he knew that you were ready. Next, God anoints you in the midst of your brethren. If God really got an anointing on you, you got to understand, David was anointed in the midst of all his brethren who counted him out. Even his dad counted him out. If you're really anointed, a lot of your family don't understand you unless they got a light call like you do. You got to understand that. You are going to be hated on if you got a real anointing from God. Oh, God. Then right after that, God sends you into prompted faith, where your true identity remains concealed. So you need spiritual covering at this time. I think we'll go to 12. This is where you need spiritual covering at this time. Because you're moving as a secret. If you have nobody covering you, making sure you stay hidden, then you'll get out there too quick and the enemy will consume you in who you think you are ready for right now. God's got to prepare you for who you're going to be ready for later on. Not who you're ready for right now. Let me explain it before we go into the fourth and final video. Let me explain this. You're called to be a prophet. You're called to be a preacher. You're called to be a pastor. But right now, you're a drummer, you're an usher, you're a worship leader. But there's a little something on you. You can preach, you can flow, you can even prophesy. You can lay hands. Got a gift of healing, some of you. But until that anointing is finished maturing and coming to the place of maturation, you will be taken out early. I can't tell you how many people have gotten sick and died because they weren't ready for the level of the anointing that was coming on them. And they got a mantle that they never finished educating themselves about in the Holy Ghost, in the anointing, through trial, through suffering, through persecution. That's how you become ready. You don't become ready to say, I think I'm ready to preach. No, God decides the preacher by how much hell you go through. That's what qualifies the preacher that comes out of you. But let's go into the fourth video. We'll be right back. Come on with me to the final video. You are about to be blessed. There's something that God wants to say to you right now.